Blog Talk Radio.
I've been paying attention to what's going on out there, man.
Yup.
I've been watching you niggas stealing my ways and shit.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting out of control now.
Out of control.
I'ma start telling you niggas like I tell my bitches.
Listen.
Don't watch me, watch TV. This is pay-per-view, nigga. You got to pay for this. Hey! First, let me take time to brush my shoulders off. Wait. I had to dust my shoulders off. Back. I've been waiting, been patient, been anxious. Now I hear for bring back me, your greatness. Yes, the rap I leave, jab I weave, then come back with the same jab times three. I blow smoke to the heaven, I'm so dope, it's a weapon. Rap's one big casino, I'm plotting Ocean 11. I might have sold the least, but I still managed to be most feared by most MCs. Good, who dope is me, who close to me? For sure, Bobby, nobody, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Now listen, you can either comprehend it or compliment it. It's all authentic, yeah. But you better believe whatever I say, no homo. You can bet your balls I'll miss it. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, what is this? Santana's back to business, let's go. Aye. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check.
You ain't the only one, baby.
All right, we're gonna get into it. But just like we always say and we always do, make sure you get interactive with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we love when our fans are interactive with us. Because we do this for y'all. Most definitely, we do this for y'all.
Absolutely.
So make sure you hit us up. 347-215-8558. Again, that's 347-215-8558. Just hit us up. Let us know how you're feeling, what you're thinking about, what's going on. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing this damn thing. So hit us up. You ready to do this thing, Lady T?
You damn right, baby. Let's get to it, champ.
All right. We're going to get into it. Like, tonight we're going to talk about our main topic for tonight is going to be we're going to the movies. We're talking about movie soundtracks. So I hope y'all ready for that because it's going to be some fun stuff. But let's get into it with the quick three right here on the mic check. This is just to give you a little bit of an update on what's going on in music. So without further ado, let's get into it. First and foremost, for all you Evanescence fans out there, the Christian rock group has been gone for a little while, about 2 years. The last time they put out a studio album was back in 2014. They actually came out with an album in 2011. They had their subtitled record, and then after that, lead singer Amy Lee went through and had a child, Jack, and then worked on the soundtracks for 2014's Horror Story. Now they're saying that they got new stuff in the works. So Evanescence is coming out with some new stuff. Loudwire interviewed Amy Lee and she told them, quote, "There is Evanescence in the future, not going to go into a ton of detail because I want to take things step by step." So for all you guys out there who are fans of Evanescence, you will get your Evanescence fix because they will be coming back very, very, very soon. So just stay tuned for that. That should be pretty awesome.
Champ, one of my favorite songs by them is Call Me When You're Sober and Bring Me Back to Life.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
I can listen to those songs over and over again. I'm telling you.
Yes, indeed. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to bring to the table after, you know, being off a little while. So we'll see what happens there. But our second story in the quick three is a bit of a sad story and a story that I can kind of relate to this. Rapper Kid Cudi, who everybody remembers, came out with a song, I believe it was called Day and Night, I believe it was.
Yes, it is. His big hit single. Yes.
Well, the rapper has decided to check himself into rehab to deal with depression and suicidal urges. He posted a very emotional post on his Facebook page, saying in the post that he was, quote, he said, quote, "I am not at peace." The post said, quote, "I haven't been since you know me. If I didn't come here, I would have done something to myself. I simply am a damaged human swimming in a pool of emotions every day of my life. There's a raging violent storm inside of my heart at all times." The post, which was posted late Tuesday, revealed that Cudi had gone to rehab on Monday after grappling with anxiety and depression throughout his life. He actually wrote that he didn't know what he feels like or how to relax. He apologized repeatedly throughout the post, saying, quote, "I'm scared, I'm sad, I feel like I let a lot of people down, and again, I'm sorry, it's time I fix me, I'm nervous, but I'm going to get through this." He signed the post actually not with his rap name, which is Kid Cudi, but actually with his government name, Scott Miss Cudi. And like I said, I'm gonna get deep with y'all real quick. I can relate to what he's going through. I was diagnosed with a form of depression back in 2013. It was four months after my son was born. I've been dealing with it for years, but I never got help for it, never had it properly diagnosed, anything. Finally, I got it diagnosed. I went through therapy. I've been on medication. Some things worked, some things didn't. I still somewhat struggle with depression, and it's definitely one of those struggles that it's just not going to go away. You just have to be able to get to a point where you can deal with it. But like Kid Cudi has pretty much demonstrated, he suffered in silence. And that's the worst thing for somebody who suffers from depression to deal with is suffering in silence. Because then you really feel like the world is against you. And that's where I was, and that's where he is. And I applaud him for, you know, realizing that he needed the help, and he sought out the help, and he's getting the help that he needs so that he can look at this, you know, this disease. And that's what it is. It's a disease. It's a mental disease. And he is making sure that he can be able to fully function as a human being while having this within him. Because when you have unresolved, undiagnosed, untreated depression, you can't live life. Life is so hard to live.
No.
There were days I didn't want to get up. There were days I didn't want to go to work. There were days I didn't even want to go out and hang out with friends. It was that bad. And it wasn't until I got help that I was finally able to be, you know, to be able to be myself and be a person and be able to live life. And so I applaud Kid Cudi, and I pray that he gets the help that he needs, and he gets back, and he's able to enjoy life, enjoy the talent that God has given him, and be able to live a long and full life.
Champ,
amen.
Oh my gosh, amen. I dealt with depression myself. Struggled with it for some years, and I went through, you know, what you did, therapy, medication, all of that, and I just, especially came from when I was dealing with a very abusive relationship, and I'm so blessed that I got away from, one, that relationship, two, that individual. And I struggled with that for some years, man. But as you can see, I'm still standing and I'm still strong. And my thoughts and prayers are with Kid Cudi during this extremely difficult time. And I salute him for going to get the help that he needs. Because if you leave it untreated, it doesn't end well at all. It can lead you down a path you do not want to be. I can attest to that.
Amen. It's definitely tough. But the third and final story of the Quick Three is actually a very, very uplifting one. Legendary country music singer Shania Twain will be given a very distinguished honor coming up at the CMT Artist of the Year Award Celebration coming up on October the 20th. She will become the first female recipient of the Artist of a Lifetime Award when the awards are given out on the 20th. Previous recipients of the Artist of the Lifetime Award have been Kenny Rogers and Merle Haggard. Kenny Rogers received his award last year. Merle Haggard received his the year before. The Artist of a Lifetime Award is presented by Ram Truck. The show was already taped live at Nashville's Schermerhorn Symphony Center. And the show, which will be 90 minutes in length, will air on the 20th and will have feature once-in-a-lifetime performances, tributes, and unforgettable toasts as some of the biggest stars of music, film, and television gathered to celebrate the five artists selected by CMC as the top artists of the year. Those five artists: Carrie Underwood, Chris Stapleton, Florida Georgia Line, Luke Bryant, and Thomas Rhett. But the big award will be Twain receiving the Artist of a Lifetime Award. Twain is a former, is a five-time Grammy winner who has sold more than 75 million albums worldwide and has U.S. sales topping 34.5 million. She currently sits as the top-selling female country artist of all time. Her 1997 release, Come On Over, sold more than 15.6 million copies, ranking it as the number one top-selling country album, the number one top-selling album by a female in any genre, and the second best-selling album overall in SoundScan history. So, congratulations to Shania Twain. She's had a great career, and her career continues to get more accolades added on to it. So, congratulations, Shania.
Yeah, big congrats to her.
Time congrats. Big time congrats. So that's a quick three for today, for this Thursday. And now it's time for us to get into our show in of itself. So, did anybody check out the BET Hip Hop Awards that took place this past weekend?
I was dumb enough to DVR it, man. I was dumb enough.
You DVR'd it? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
Alright, well, you watched it, so what I'll do is I'll go over the results of the categories, and then we can get your take on what you thought of the awards, you know, the performances, the ciphers, and the winners and everything like that. So
I caught like a good amount of them. I caught a good amount of them, but some of them just put me to sleep. I'll say that much. Some of them.
Well, there you go. first off, the Best Hip Hop Video Award, the nominees were 2 Chainz with Watch Out, Designer with Panda, DJ Khaled with Jay-Z and Future, I Got the Keys, Drake Hotline Bling, Fat Joe and Remy Ma featuring French Montana Infrared All the Way Up, and Famous by Kanye West with Rihanna. Hotline Bling walked away with the award there. The All the Way Up song walked away with Best Collabo, Duo, or Group. The other nominees were Khaled with Drake for Free, Khaled, Jay-Z, Future, Guy Got the Keys, Drake and Future, Jumpman, and Drake with WizKid and Tyla, One Dance. I just want to say first and foremost that I'm reading all these names, and like a few of these, I just don't know who the hell these guys are. Like WizKid and Tyla, who the hell are these guys? Anyway, and Infrared, who's that? Okay, anyway, okay, all right. Now, Lyricist of the Year. Chance the Rapper was a nominee, along with Drake, J. Cole, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar ended up winning that award. Won that award. Producer of the Year. Yeah, DJ Mustard, Dr. Dre, Metro Boomin, Mike Hill, Made It. Pharrell Williams, those are nominees. MVP of the Year, DJ Khaled wins that category. Drake, Future, Kanye West, and Kendrick Lamar were also nominated. All the Way Up, not only won Best Collabo of the Year, also won Track of the Year. Drake's Views, was Album of the Year over DJ Khaled, I Changed a Lot, Dre's Compton, Fetty Wap's self-titled album, Future's DS2, and Kanye West's The Life of Pablo. Chance the Rapper walked away with Best New Hip-Hop Artist over Anderson .Paak, Bryce Tiller, Designer, and Tory Lanez. Hustler of the Year went to DJ Khaled. Major Look Award for Best Hip Hop Style went to Kanye West. Best Mixtape went to Chance the Rapper for his Coloring Book album, which a lot of people told me is very, very good. Kendrick Lamar's Freedom was awarded Best Feature Verse, Best Sweet 16 Award. Impact Track Award went to J. Cole for Love Yours. And the People's Champ Award went to Travis Scott for his for Anecdote over Designer's Panda, Drake and Khaled for Free, All the Way Up, Cut It by OG Genesis featuring Young Dolph and Young Thug's Best Friend. And I got to call BS on that award because I'm DC People's Champ. I didn't get a vote in this, but okay, all right, let me stop.
I think he was going to talk about that during the show.
Goddamn right I was going to talk about that. I'm DC People's Champ. I didn't get a vote in that. How the hell did these bammers even get nominated? How the hell is Donna even nominated People's Champ? I don't like that bammer. I don't like that song. How is he? Okay, all
right. Well, what's his name made it evident at that one award show. Well, Designer, there should be a category for memes of the year. The memes of that family have been out of control.
Dude, he is definitely a meme-worthy
Did you see the one? I posted it myself. Did you see the one where they put a picture of him next to Beaker from The Muppets?
Yes, I did. I laughed my freaking ass off at that. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I was in tears, Tim. We need to go to Union Station and put our asses on the Petty Express because that meth had me on the floor.
Chills already took a guy on the Petty Express. That joint got out of his shit last night on Skybox. God damn it. I'm still watching on that.
That meth had me on the floor, boy. Oh.
Man. I was in my car getting ready to go back online to go to work, and man, that joint had me lunching. I was in the damn airport and parking lot lunching. I was like, man, listen, I can't with this dude right now, man. So
I dropped my phone.
Yeah,
but, I had just gotten from work and I was hollering. Was sitting in the car just hollering.
I just can't. But that was funny last night. But we're gonna get ready to go to the movies though.
Yes.
That's right. After our musical break, we about to break down some great movie soundtracks, from some great movies. Even some movies that may have not been great, but their soundtrack made it better. We might mention those too. You never know. But if you know of any soundtracks that we may or may not mention in our list, please feel free to call us. 347-215-8558. Again, 347-215-8558. Please make sure you hit 1 so we know you want to speak to us. If you're just listening, that's cool. But if you want to speak to us, hit 1 so that we know that you want to speak to us about this. But we're getting ready to take a musical break, and this song I'm getting ready to play is actually off of the Juice soundtrack. Juice starring, I believe it was, who was it? I want to say Omar Epps, Tupac.
And Khalil Kane.
Yep. And the song is called Juice Know the Legend by the legendary Eric B. and Rakim. So we're going to listen to that, and then we're going to
come back, yeah, we're going to start talking about some movie soundtracks right here on TSOTS Mic Track, right here on the TSOTS channel and the TSOTS app.
I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while I learned street talk, and then taught to Hawk, New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Corners trifling, shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s of beer. Here's a sip with a clue that's deceased. If I get revenge, then it rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed. And I do work with these like Hercules. Out for switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all. I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Vino, kill like the middle. Black and Vino, die like a hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I track attention, people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I am solo for many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in the shop, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep her occupied for the rest of the vibe, read up my resume, she know I'm already cool, just meet me after school, we can moan and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Aldo Capone, sweat me. She didn't wanna let me loose, come get me. As if you wanna sip the juice, cut the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics, they wet me up. In a puddle with blood, I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Yes, yes, y'all.
We are back. This is TSOTS Mic Check. Your boy, DC People Champ, your girl, Lady T here. And that was Eric B. and Rakim. Know the Ledge from the Juice soundtrack. Juice was released back in 1992. And it was definitely one of the most classic urban movies that came out, and definitely a legendary one. One of the ones that put Tupac on the map as an actor, along with his talents as a rapper. Classic movie. But there's been a lot of movies
Yes, indeed. So, you know that you go to a movie, and throughout the movie, you know, they have songs that play throughout the movie. Sometimes you might pay attention to them, sometimes you may not. But, of course, with every movie, any songs that are played during the movie are put together into a soundtrack. Some movies have soundtracks that are memorable and legendary. Some have soundtracks that are just pretty good. Others are just pretty good. And then some have soundtracks that are just But right here today, we're going to talk about some of the best movie soundtracks to ever be created. I've been waiting for this.
Oh. Well, we talked about it. I was like, yeah, something completely up my alley. Well, music is my fourth period, 100%.
Wait. Hold up. I got to pause the proceedings real quick. Well, I think I recognize this number that I see right here. Hold up. Let me see if I can get them on real quick. Is this who I think it is right here on the line?
Oh, what should I say? You see your face, now that make sure I get in the third field of the world, so my people give me something to play. Don't give a dog, give me
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it is my brother from another mother, one of the hardest working guys on the KSOTS family, the one and the only.
Yo,
the bishop has arrived.
Yes, Lord.
You know, the much enjoyment, Joey.
Oh my God! What's happening, Pip?
What's up, my family? What is good? What is good? What is
Mr.
good?
Mr. Bishop. Mr. Bishop.
Yo,
brother. Mr. Bishop, you have
found a little alternative. Found a little alternative to the school situation for right now. So, yes, I am here. I'm back with my family. Yo, we're going to talk about these good movie soundtracks. I'm ready. I know they ready. Shout out to our fans. Appreciate y'all big time. But let's get into this topic of movie soundtrack.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Kane, we are so glad to have you back, especially me.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I'm like old
boy from the ATL. I'm with my peoples now.
This soundtrack was impeccable. The music from this soundtrack, it was very underrated in my opinion. The Men in Black soundtrack from 1997, from the first Men in Black.
Okay.
It featured
okay.
a very young Alicia Keys. The group 3T, which consists of three of Michael Jackson's nephews from his brother Tito. Genuine. And, of course, the Men in Black theme song that was performed by Will Smith. And also, there was a big Flexed On classic on that soundtrack by A Tribe Called Quest. Same old thing. Rest in peace to the late and great Spike Dog, Mr. Malik Taylor. You are greatly missed.
Amen. What else you got? What else you got? I know you got more than that.
Oh, I do. How about Dead, the Dead President soundtrack from 1995? Features lots of good music from the 70s because it took place during the Vietnam War, which starred Lorenz Tate, Bokeem Woodbine, Keith David. They had Curtis Mayfield, We People Who Are Darker Than Blue. They had James Brown, Big Payback. They had a tremendous sound selection. There was even a track that stuck out to me. It was a cover of a classic by Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, Where Is the Love? It was by Trina and Jesse. I actually think they did it better than Roberta and Donny did, believe it or not. It's just my opinion.
True. I love Dead President. I'm gonna tell you something right now. I love Dead President. I saw that movie dozens of times, and I never get tired of watching that movie.
Me neither. It's one of my all-time favorites. Lorenz Tate put his foot in that film. I got one for you.
He did.
Jackie Brown. Featuring Pam Grier, Robert De Niro, Samuel L. Jackson, and Chris Tucker. Donald did almost like what Dead Presidents did. A lot of the old tracks, they had Bobby Womack across 110th Street. And they even kind of went modern with it, with Foxy Brown's track, Holy Matrimony, A Letter to the Firm, which was on her debut album, Il Nana, which dropped in 1996. And that soundtrack had my favorite, absolute favorite song in the world. One of the greatest songbirds of all time. We lost her very, very young. The late and great Minnie Riperton, Inside My Love. Her vocals could not be matched in that record. Period.
True.
She passed away at 31 years old of breast cancer. Man, I can't even imagine what her career would have been like if she was still alive today. For those who don't know, her daughter, Maya Rudolph, has made a big mark in Hollywood in her own right. Not just musically, but in comedy. Man. Ooh, I'm going to hit you in the head with this one, though. Thin Line Between Love and Hate, with Lynn Whitfield and Martin Lawrence in 1996. 20 years ago.
I love that movie, yo. I love that movie. That movie is freaking funny, and it's like crazy. Like, it just shows like the whole, you know, you put the wood on somebody too good, next thing you know, they're about to try to kill you. And like, okay, all right, man. Okay, all right.
That was the Black Fatal Attraction. But one of my favorite songs from that soundtrack by himself was H-Town's cover of The Persuaders, It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate. And they featured the late and great Roger Troutman. They killed that cover. Oh my gosh. I was listening to that song before I came on the air tonight.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's
I remember
an incredible cover. Rest in peace to Kevin Dean O'Connor, the lead singer of H-Town.
Amen. Amen.
That man was taken way too soon. For those who don't know, Dino from H-Town, the lead singer, passed away in January 2003 in a plane in a car crash with his pregnant girlfriend.
Oh my, oh my.
At just 28 years old, at the prime of his
man,
life.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Man. And I don't know if you guys are aware that his twin brother, Shazam, and G.I. still perform around the country. And actually, Dino has a daughter, Kasia Rogan, and she actually performs. And she sings and writes songs and everything, and she's actually pretty damn good.
Okay.
I got another soundtrack to hit you in the head with.
All right,
the Space Jam
just do that
soundtrack.
One. Then. I want to hear something from the Bishop though. But
oh
just,
yeah,
because
I know
he's
got some Space Jam soundtrack.
Mm. Hit 'em high with my favorite joint.
Yes. Ooh, yes. And my favorite track was a slept-on favorite. D'Angelo's "I Found My Smile Again." Beautiful
mm-hmm.
track.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Seals with "Fly Like an Eagle," and Monica's "For You I Will," which was a very beautiful song, I might add.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bet you can't. I know Pierce is probably going to kill. Probably send me to the slaughterhouse with his selection.
Yeah, Bishop, you ain't been on in a couple weeks, man. It's time for you to step up to the plate there, buddy.
Yes, please do. Grace us, great Bishop. Yes,
Oh, did we lose Bishop?
No, here I am. I'm here.
All right.
So,
what you got there, Bo?
You know, first of all, shout out, man. Lady Peach just dropped, like, some serious knowledge, man. Like, for those that, you know, was listening, she just dropped some serious knowledge. She not only gave y'all what song from the soundtrack, she gave y'all the year, artist, and all, man. So, you gotta love a person that's knowledgeable in that facet. So, shout out to my girl, Lady T, all day. Me, I'm gonna start with
Thank you,
Jungle Fever, man. I'm gonna start with Jungle Fever, the movie Jungle Fever soundtrack.
Ooh.
Mainly because I am a huge Stevie Wonder fan. And this is one of the few times to where actually, and there's only been like two artists that I know of that has done this to where they did the complete movie soundtrack. And it's him and the late, great Prince.
Yeah.
To where they did the complete movie soundtrack. No other artist, just them. And those soundtracks were fire. Jungle Fever was one of them. To where it didn't even matter whether you listen from Fun Day to These Three Words to Chemical Love. Stevie Wonder literally made a song to accompany every aspect of that movie.
Yeah.
Gotta go with Jungle Fever. That's like one of my favorite all-time movie soundtrack albums of all time. I had that soundtrack, like literally. One, because I'm a huge Stevie Wonder. I am a huge Stevie Wonder fan. So, to get that soundtrack and listen to it from the first track all the way down, I was sold on it. The next, which I'm quite sure is probably on all of our minds, or all of our on all of our lips, Purple Rain soundtrack.
Where
do I even start with this soundtrack? I don't even know where to start. Like, again, we're talking about the late great Prince, man, who was truly. I know I call R. Kelly a musical genius, but Prince was a musical genius, man, like for real, for real. He was a musical genius. This man, like, the gift, this was a God-given gift when you talk about Prince. And that soundtrack, like, man, is just unforgettable. You're not going to find anybody that don't have that soundtrack in their music library. Whether you go with the title track itself, Purple Rain, or I Will Die With You, man, that soundtrack was killing, man.
The Beautiful One? Soundtrack. Are you kidding me? Yes.
Listen. See? I mean, you can't go wrong with any song on that soundtrack.
Not at all, Bishop. Not at all.
You just can't go wrong with that soundtrack. You can't. Man, Above the Rim soundtrack. Killer soundtrack, man. Love that movie. That is one of the all time like classic movies, though.
Yeah.
Featuring Leon, Dwayne Martin, the late great Tupac Shakur. I mean, the Marlon Wayne, the late great Bernie Mac. I mean, it had a phenomenal cast, but the soundtrack, man, from SWV to H-Town Part-Time Lover.
That video was wild. Produced by Devontae Swing.
That soundtrack was killer. Man, listen.
Bishop.
Soundtrack was killer.
Bishop. I got one thing to say about that soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
You know that song, Old Time Steak, by Sweet Sable? I bet you don't know the sample.
Oh, hey, wait. I gotta think of it. Let me think of it. Now, you gonna make me go listen to that song. Just so I can see if I can catch it.
It's Eddie Kendrick from The Temptations, Intimate Friends.
Yo, not to mention it, yo. That is.
Alicia Keys even used it too for Unbreakable. That's actually one of my favorite tracks by Eddie Kendrick. May he rest in peace.
Then, and Queen is, I ain't gonna lie, Lady T inspired this one. She inspired this one. We were talking about it in chat. Low Down Dirty Shame.
Ooh, yes.
Featuring Nothing Nice. Zane, Silk, R. Kelly, Kane Stacy, Aaliyah, Kevin Campbell, High Five, the Pooch Nickin, Keith Murray, man, listen, UGK, that soundtrack was crazy.
That was a
crazy
fire
soundtrack.
And fellas, Champ, Bisha.
Yep.
One song from that soundtrack is very relevant to my life right now. The one by High Five.
Uh-huh.
Because my birthday is on Monday, October 10th. I will be 30 years old. The song Birthday Girl.
Oh, true.
Now you know you're about to be 25. Stop playing.
No, sir. I was born in 1986. I seriously got the, I was told I got the Pharrell syndrome, man, because I just don't age at all. Someone thought don't look a day over 24.
You don't look nowhere near. You don't even look 30. But at the end of the day, we are going to celebrate you next week, like royally. Royally. We're going to celebrate you next week, royally. You know what I'm saying?
Crown me, please. I can't wait.
Real quick, I'm going to give y'all just a couple for me, because, like, there's a lot of good soundtracks out there, but there's only a couple that really stand out to me. The first one was the one Lady T had already mentioned, with the Space Jam soundtrack, but I actually owned that one, and, like, Hit 'Em High was my favorite. My second favorite was Basketball Jones by Barry White with Chris Rock. That shit was
phenomenal.
That was a good one right there.
It really was.
Yeah, I love that one. But the other soundtrack that really stands out to me is Boogie Nights. The one with Mark Wahlberg, Julianna Moore, Burt Reynolds from 1997, where it showed the story of a 70s porn star coming up in the industry, and it played a lot of classic 70s songs that really resonate, like KC and the Sunshine Band, the Commodores, a lot of different songs from the 70s, and then even from the 80s, when it switched the decades from the 70s to the 80s, it was just all classic songs. And it was an amazing soundtrack to a movie that was so powerful and amazing. It really highlighted the drug problem that was all over the porn industry, or just in entertainment in general. And it really, like, the soundtrack was really, really well done. Those are the two that really stand out to me. Above the Rim was another one that definitely stands out to me as well. Above the Rim was a great movie, and the soundtrack was awesome. You know, Pour Out a Little Liquor, the Tupac, SWV. I even like the SWV song with the remix with Wu-Tang. It's awesome.
I got one for the save. I got one for the save when you're done.
Top Gun soundtrack.
Ooh.
That came out in the 80s.
Wow.
And it was like nothing but high adrenaline 80s music. We played one of the tracks right here by Kenny Loggins, Highway to the Danger Zone, which was actually played in the beginning sequence of the movie. So it's like you got that song playing, really get you revved up for what's going to happen. And the movie was pretty well done as well, but definitely the soundtrack really set it off as well. So definitely Top Gun goes on that list as well.
And now for my save. Lady T is coming for the save. The Love Jones soundtrack.
Yo. I got one better. You talking about Love Jones, Love and Basketball.
Ooh, yes.
Hey, Love and Basketball did have a what's name. But we can't, you know what? You can't forget Boys in the Hood had a nice soundtrack too.
Menace to Society had a dope soundtrack.
Higher Learning.
Don't Be a Menace to South Central had a dope soundtrack too, though.
It really did. That
movie, and the movie was
funny
as hell.
It was funny. That movie was hilarious.
Yeah.
I can watch that mess
I'm
all over.
Like,
over.
I'm like, how you going how you gonna be older than your daddy, man?
I like the part where the dude told them to stop using the N-word. He's like, y'all need to stop using the word nigga. When you use the word nigga, it's the time to throw the self-esteem of another race. Word. Oh, remind me to go get my laundry from that chick motherfucker up the street. I'm like, yo. I couldn't deal with that point. First time I heard that, I was in tears.
I was in tears. Like, I was crying real tears when he said that line. I was like, yeah.
That grandma was off the hook, too. That grandma was
yo,
off the hook.
Grandma was off the chain. She was smoking that big old joint. And then Marlon Wayne's character came out and said, hey, Grandma, you better stay out of my indoor before I smoke. And she was like, oh, go fuck yourself.
I'm like, yo, Grandma, did you see when she had that? Did you see? I was done with the world when she was doing that break dance mess in church. Dog.
Yo.
I couldn't deal either.
That would be one of the most funniest scenes in that doggone movie, other than when Marlon Wayne and what's her face was in that mail truck.
Yeah. Yeah. Real shit.
All right, motherfucker. Let's get it on.
Yo. nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I was not prepared when I first saw that movie.
No. No, not at all. But, guys.
I mean, how could you be?
You can't be prepared for that. But, guys, we're pretty much out of time. This was another fun discussion. Definitely want to thank everybody who listened. I had a shout-out, my man, Bob Lito, who was listening for a little bit. My man's a big supporter of the show. Thanks to everybody who listened. Big shout-out to the people surprising everybody and showing up on his mug. And talking with us and everything like that, man. My man's in there.
Mr. Kane.
Yeah, I had to, man. I was like, okay. Like, I'm definitely calling in. It's time. So I'm glad to be back. So we can take off, man. I'm ready to take off.
Man.
That's right.
Not prepared.
And then, shout out, of course, Lady T. Lady T bringing the knowledge as always.
Thank you.
And, of course, thank our, once again, thank our fans. Shout out to Poetry and Dolce Diva. Shout out to the rest of the TSOTS fam. Again, we hope that you enjoyed this episode of Mic Check. We'll be back this coming Thursday and every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Make sure you tune in to us tomorrow night for another episode of His and Hers. With Free and Ooch. And then make sure you check out Skybox this coming Wednesday with yours truly and my brother, Chill, the CSC Connection. And then possibly Chill will probably be even more petty than he was last night.
I couldn't deal with him anymore. That was so good.
But other than that, again, we'll be back next Thursday. Hope y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all. And bless you.
Peace. Deuces.